We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I love it when we get information from one of our listeners that we really value. Everybody has a story. There's 8 million of them out there in the Naked City. Remember that TV show? It's kind of a long time ago. But Dr. Richard Kaufman contacted me today. I have it right in front of me. It was 9:15 a.m. with an email and a PDF. And it's a joint statement from all these major medical groups, the Federation of State Medical Boards, the American Board of Family Medicine, the American Board of Internal Medicine, the American Board of Pediatrics. I even recognize one of the doctors on here who I had on in the past. And Richard was upset. He recently retired from being a pulmonary and critical care physician, and he wrote me how dangerous it is. Essentially, the language in this goes after medical doctors for what is called misinformation around what? COVID. And yet, there's no definition of this in here. And they threaten them, they hang it out there, losing their board certified certification. And Richard Kaufman wrote me, for some undefined verbal crime. He sent me a link too. I think he sent it to me or I Googled it. I went and found another article, and they were even talking about how suspect they are of doctors standing up at school board meetings and talking about things. Dr. Richard Kaufman, honored to have him as a listener. He is retired but formerly pulmonary critical care physician in the area, I believe. Dr. Richard, thank you so much, and thanks for the email this morning, Richard.
Hi, greetings. You can just call me Richard. My mom just calls me Dr. Kaufman.
Okay. Well, that's very – look, when it's a doctor, it's like a colonel. If you were a colonel, I'd call you a colonel to the end. You know, I kind of like doing that. I think the title sticks with you, throughout your life. So I'll call you Doc. That's the short form of it. Thank
you
for this today. And you talked about you wanted to stay in the medical profession, but you were seeing too many things like this overall. So before we talk about COVID – in practicing medicine, you talked about corruption. Give me an idea of what you're thinking.
Well, for instance, I worked in a small hospital in southeast Pennsylvania in the latter parts of my career as a hospitalist and pulmonary critical care physician. And in the early days of COVID, back in May of 2020, I was telling Dan that, we got patients that recovered from COVID. They needed physical therapy, et cetera. So they commonly went to a skilled rehab facility or commonly worked out of a nursing home. This guy was ready to leave, and but he was still positive for COVID. So, in good conscience, I could not see transferring him to the nursing home. I discussed this with the nursing home administrator, and she also agreed. They were not in any way in May of 2020 to able to care for this. And at that time, these nursing homes were pristine. There was not one COVID patient in it. So I said, no, in good conscience, I can't send this. And I got grief from the Chester County. And other people and we kept this guy for a week until we found a suitable place for him to go prior to his returning or going to the nursing home.
Well, thank God you did that, because Richard, we know now that was the cardinal sin. We were all afraid of hospitals clogging up. But how does it make sense to send somebody in there that's going to cause more of this?
Well, I mean, that's where I was enjoying medicine despite the fact that it was very busy and it was the nurses and the staff at the hospital with it, at I worked was just marvelous, and it made you honor to be a physician. You were really in the trenches with these people, and then you get these ridiculous dumb bureaucrats who then just bark these orders with no scientific reason. I mean, we're supposed to be scientists as physicians, aren't we? And trust the scientific method. And I was told in medical school by a physician that if what I want to do does not make sense in the scheme of things, then I must rethink my thesis. And therefore, this made no sense to me. It made no sense to the physician on the other end. And this was our hill to die on. And thank God the patient didn't go. And that was when I decided that I have to walk away from this.
Well, look, I'm glad you told that story, because with that as a backdrop, it puts into perspective why a guy like you, who obviously was trying to follow the science and made a good judgment here ahead of the curve, is upset that they talk about misinformation without specifying it. And I try to, because this is what I do, think, okay, and I happen to know one of these doctors pretty well. I like him personally. I'd say to him, come on, you have to give some criteria here, examples and criteria to tell physicians, do you really want to be engaged in this? Are you exceeding here and maybe giving misinformation versus just saying misinformation, you're going to lose your medical license?
I mean, think of the precedent this sets. I mean, the board review, your board review for definition is a test of medical knowledge based on whatever specialty you're being tested in. You study for weeks and weeks and months on end or throughout your whole career. I mean, this is a big deal. So for someone to strip that, some body, some bureaucratic body, to strip that livelihood from you, all your medical knowledge that you gained and put on paper and in practice, they can, on a whim, on an undefined statement that you make at a school board meeting, I mean, that is chilling. And therefore, one step further, how, therefore, do you trust your physician to give you the straight information?
Exactly right. They do cite...
Yeah.
They want to know. They seem to language there, Dr. Richard, seemed to me to be indicating, hey, we're suspect of you, at least suspect, if you stand up at a school board meeting and say something. How is that within the frame of your medical practice? Well, look, you might be a parent, you might be a taxpayer and a doctor, and you might not be saying anything that wild, but it all comes back to they have a dug-in position here on all this stuff, and it seems to me if you deviate at all, they're threatening you, do not deviate from whatever is the perceived consensus opinion by, I don't know by who at that point. That's the other thing. Who's the metric at that point?
I mean, these people that you, the people who co-sign the chairman of the American Board of Internal Medicine, I mean, my bet is they're getting pressure from above them because... if you put pressure on your livelihood, so you're a 40-year-old physician, recently board certified, you got a kid, you got your loans to pay off, and now this edict comes down, you're always going to be thinking, who's looking over my shoulder and what I'm telling the patient, which is supposed to be truly private.
Yep,
truly
exactly.
Truly a private trust. I mean, you can't get more trust between a physician and their patient. And as a critical care physician, I get these patients from the ER who are sick as hell, and that patient who, having not ever seen me one time before in my life, I have to instill some sort of trust in those people who are basically going to go on life support. And on top of that, will never see their relative again because of the onerous visitation rules that they had in the early part of this
well,
program.
And Dr. Richard, I could tell you, given your role, too, of being there, where this comes in, the top of mind to me is the battle over some of the therapeutics. And look, I realize it's a science. We look at this, and maybe some of the therapeutics, even I might agree. But I kind of go, if there's any doubt here, with the patient's gut instinct and what they want. For example, I didn't know that ivermectin had a human component to it until Joe Rogan. I thought it was just these people are nuts going to livestock, etc. That's not what Rogan was doing. The chloroquine thing, I'm not sure on that. If I were in that position, what I would do, but this would chill a doctor honoring the wishes of the patient, even on something that's certainly within the ballpark of debate.
Well, there's, another example I can give you. I mean, every patient, God love our hospital. We had about 75 patients, some very sick COVID patients, and God, we only lost one. We transferred a number out, et cetera. But every patient in the beginning, we didn't have anything to treat them, so they went on zinc, and they went on azithromycin, and they went on hydroxychloroquine. We actually had decent results, but then all of a sudden, the pharmacy said, we're taking it off formulary. So they took one of our therapeutic options. This is way before the vaccines came out. And basically, we were just treating these patients with mechanical ventilation, steroids, excellent, care from the nurses and staff, and hope for the best, and hope the body regenerates. But I mean, they actually cut our armamentarium down just because, again, some bureaucratic.
Right. I mean, I've been in the forefront with some people here to get past the right to try law for someone terminal. And that's a little bit different than this, but the theory is, except with the most bizarre, and if the doctor doesn't want to engage in that, they think it's out of bounds, okay. But for bureaucrats, as you said, to be making these decisions when a lot of this is debatable, and now it seems as if a lot of doctors and others are flexing their own judgment a bit on this, and they don't like it.
Well, so, there's one motto that for evil to prosper, good men must do nothing. Well, it's up time for the doctors like me and everybody else to start saying enough for evil to prosper. I am not going to let evil prosper. I will be speaking out.
Dan wanted to know, too. He writes
to
me.
I'm happy to ask.
Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
I've never been certified by a board. I don't know what the implications are of having that board certification. If you lose that board certification, you're essentially not allowed to practice as a physician anymore, correct?
Well, you still can practice, but, boy, you're never going to get on a hospital staff. And if they take your license, you're cooked. So, basically, the 40-year-old who's thinking about doing the right thing has that sort of Damocles hanging over his head, basically can ruin their livelihood.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, all right, maybe they think this is, they're thinking, Dr. Richard, they're thinking, how would this hurt? We're just trying to stop wild stuff out there. They don't have the foresight or the courage to specify this misinformation. At least to be giving physicians a sense of questioning themselves and thinking, am I going down the wrong path here if I'm saying X, Y, or Z? But this reads that it could be someone like you, not somebody who's out there obviously saying stuff that's pretty much beyond provocative. We've all seen some wild stuff. This could chill anybody into just not giving people the benefit of what they know and their expertise of what might save them or help them therapeutically, for example.
It's a very sad state of affairs, and my heart goes out for all these doctors out there who are still on the line and have to go to work every day. It's my wife noticed that my mood improved dramatically once I retired because I didn't have this burden on my shoulders.
Hey, well, look, you're our consultant in-house here now. Thank you for sending us today. I'm honored that we have people like you listening. How well stated this was and the information that's in here. I wouldn't have known about this. We wouldn't have seen it. Thank you, Dr. Richard.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Richard Kaufman here on Talk Radio 1210. And again, I can't emphasize enough that a lot of information, look, we vet it. We're not crazy. Guys like Eric Winter, I've known over the years, the attorney you just heard, right? Dr. Richard, Dan talked with him and all. We got certification, etc. He was who he said he was. But this is chilling. Why? Well, they think they're doing good here. The president said it when he came up with the vaccine passport thing. We've tried the other way. We're tired of this. We're not doing this anymore. We're going to make you do one way or the other. I think it's the same thing here. They're seeing too many people say things that they don't like at school board meetings or wherever. You mean if you're a doctor, you can't stand up and make a comment there, might have a kid, yeah. Might say what you think on the masking, the vaccine, or God knows what? You're the doctor. And I think this really, the intensity of this really shows itself when it comes to therapeutics. Just as the doctor said that this had been going on for a while early on. Remember that hydrochloroquine? Look, Trump was on that side. Can't have that. The ivermectin is even a better example, I think. Wait, look, I think you're nuts if you're going and getting ivermectin at a livestock thing. You have a different opinion. You can have a different opinion. I'm still going to tell you you're nuts in Dom's world, and I think I have the logic behind it. But if you're using the form that doctors use that have won prizes and all that in consultation with your doctor, that might be a choice that you've thought of and that you have the right. It's your body that you're defending against this. Dan?
There's also a really good point by Mike on Twitter. He says, what happens when the quote, misinformation changes? Because
yes,
we could really run into a position where somebody's fired for relaying, quote, misinformation.
Okay,
and 3 months later, it becomes
right,
valid information.
And let me parse this out, okay? I'm on the side that says, partially, some of these doctors are right that the science changes. But when Dr. Fauci admittedly lied about some of this stuff, remember he's admitted that on several different things, because he told us he was trying to stop people from getting certain masks and all. Well, once your credibility, once you politicized it, and he has, then we're not going to trust you when you say the science changes. The CDC director, Dan, you know I went out of my way, took some shots. I had hopes from her. But she's had to walk back things that she said correctly the first time, because the Biden administration, she knew, was going to get her out of there if they had to. So that's why I keep asking, who is it that's been consistent and been right on this? You heard Dr. Kaufman, they didn't send that patient into a nursing home. You know DeSantis didn't do it. Valerie Arcouche and others did. The governor did. Rachel Levine did. Cuomo did it big time. When these things happen, people then become skeptical of it. We're looking for somebody who, when that person speaks, we find it to be reliable. Doesn't mean 100%, but we mull it over. I told you when we have doctor, that's why we have Dr. Marty on. We think he's the gold standard. Doesn't mean I always agree with every syllable he says, but it means there's a lot of weight there. We have to do this. We're not doctors. And even if you're a doctor, Rachel Levine is not an epidemiologist or anybody like that. She studied teenage eating disorders. Sure, she's a doctor, but it's not her field of expertise. And the Beamer, the woman running roughshod in Pennsylvania now, as I've said many times, not a doctor. All right, so I'm so glad Dr. Kaufman came on. Thank you. And I'm so glad when I get this information. Now, if after Dan and I check something you sent us and we don't think it's, that's our judgment too. I'm not a rubber stamp, as you know, on this stuff, and Dan's not either. So we try to vet everything, and it's consuming at times, but that's what we try to bring you every day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.